One Man Revolution, Volume 2, Episode 25. Hey, everybody, it's me, the Revolutionary, coming at you live and direct from Piney Point Studios. Oh, man, here we are. It's Monday, May 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2006. And, man, we've got some really interesting things coming out of the papers today. You know what? There is the assault from King George and his Republican Congress continues against our Constitution here in the United States of America. For you folks overseas who follow another set of laws, who follow another set of doctrine, you know, maybe you're the lucky ones today. So here, out of the Dallas Morning News, Michelle Mindelstadt says, Senate backs sending National Guard to the Border Patrol. Yes, in the Senate, nearing completion on an immigration overhaul, strongly endorsed the president's plan to deploy National Guard troops on the U.S.-Mexico border. What are these yahoos thinking? All right, so that's a headline number one. Headline number two, Supreme Court today, this out of Reuters by James Vincini. This out of Washington in a unanimous U.S. Supreme Court ruling on Monday, police can enter a house without a warrant when they believe an occupant is seriously injured or threatened. It's a case that pitted police powers against privacy rights. So just remember, start slapping your head against the wall, and the cops can come in. Boy, a lot of people's offices are going to get invaded. Headline number four, publishing secret data is prosecutable. That's according to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. This Sunday, he said, as reported by Adam Liptak from the New York Times, the government has the legal authority to prosecute journalists for publishing classified information. This according to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. He said this on Sunday. There are some statutes on the book which, if you read the language carefully, would seem to indicate that possibility, said Gonzalez on the ABC News program this week. The policy, that's a policy judgment that the Congress is passing that kind of legislation, he said. We have the obligation to enforce those laws. We have the obligation to ensure that our national security is protected. So what law is he referring to? I'll give you a hint. It was passed in 1917, and it was called the, and I'll get back to that in a minute. And in follow-up news, laptop theft snares data of 26 million U.S. military veterans. Hey, guys, it looks like our friends over in Bangkok are trading your military secrets just as we speak in one of what is called the largest data on personnel that has ever been stolen in the computer age. And, of course, that is quoted from the New York Times. Now, more on those stories, but first, I found some great pod-safe music out there. And since we're podcasting from the left here at One Man Revolution, I thought we would throw in here a little piece of music called Left Here, and this is by a band called Throw the Fight. Enjoy. It's 3 minutes and 12 from here.
To leave me here when you fall. yourself. You'll never know the way. Never know the way. The way back to me. I'll stay in this hell. Just you know the way. I thought you knew.
Was Left Here with this was Throw the Fight with Left Here off the PodSafe Music Network. Yeah, this is the Revolutionary, and we're back to the One Man Revolution, the best show of its kind that I know of in the podosphere. And I'm glad to be back, man. I had one hell of a weekend of fun and fantastic times. I know that a lot of you folks like to relax on the weekends, and it seems like my weekends are pretty much like everybody else's week. So let's see here. So the Senate did today in an 83-10 vote approved an amendment by Senator John Ensign of Nevada. Of course, he's a Republican, that sets the parameters of use of 6,000 National Guardsmen in support of the Border Patrol. This is exactly what King George was asking for last Monday night. 1 week to the day. Basically, they got a law passed, or at least a portion of that law passed, to take 6,000 troops, National Guard troops, and put them on the border. Now, the troops would be excluded from what's called search, seizure, arrest, or similar activity, and their tours are not to exceed 21 days. But we know that a lot of our Iraqi soldiers, our soldiers that were sent to Iraq, were asked to work back-to-back shifts over the course of the past 3 years that they've been in there. So I'm not quite sure how we can hold the Senate to this and say that this is exactly what's going to happen. So the Senate leaders pressed to complete this immigration bill by the end of the week. The senators were on the floor for an infrequent voting session. In other action, they rejected a measure that the critics said would have resulted in wages as low as $3 an hour for farm workers, and that would have been overall, not just for immigrant or migrant workers, but for all farm workers. So as you can see, that could have caused a minor problem for those folks that legitimately and legally are here working on farms. So what else do we have here within that bill? It says Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts, he had the major hand in shaping the sweeping immigration proposal and compromise. He denounced the proposal. He says that they were to be treated the same, but they were to but they'll all be treated mighty shabbily. Kennedy said, charging that. Got to quit out of my IM client before that happens again. Charging that rates could plummet to $3 or $4 an hour, well below the national minimum wage. And that's the federal minimum wage that you or I, to be in business, are required to pay. And remember, the minimum wage is the least amount of money an employer can pay you and still be within the law. So on a 50-43 vote, the Senate shelved the measure that would have brought these rates down to $3 or $4, and it's pretty sad because not only does this cover a large group, it even covers things like giving out cards to individuals for a guest worker program, which is yet another thing that the president, or as we like to call him around here at the Revolution, King George. He wanted to give out something that would say, hey, I'm legally here and I'm trying to get my citizenship, to create legal permanence of residence and citizenship. So Senator Dianne Feinstein said that she challenged the underpinning of that Senate bill seeking for an orange card for eventual citizenship for most illegal immigrants here as of January. The Senate bill would deny legal status to immigrants that are here 2 years or less, and that's as many as 2 million people. And Senator Feinstein said, you're going to fine 2 million people? I think that's very difficult to do. She said that her measure was just a common sense solution. So there you go. So the Senate backs this National Guard, and they're starting to try and get the president's immigration bill through as quickly as possible. Amazing how fast they can work when it's something that they quote unquote hot button and want to do, but yet when it's something difficult like pulling out of Iraq and getting our boys home and getting our lovely men and women of the armed forces out of there because they're fighting an unjust war, an unjust conflict because it wasn't declared, that they find it to be very, very difficult, but yet they keep flitting the bill. Okay, on that note, let's lighten it up a little bit with something I found on the PodSafe Music Network. It's 3 minutes and 51 seconds, and it's by Joshua Grosvent, and it's called MySpace. And it's 3 minutes and 51 seconds. It was labeled under comedy, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
MYSPACE.com. Just don't tell my mom I'm on here. I say I'm 23 with a pierced ear, and that's a blatant lie. I added friends a whole night. I feel so popular and great as I watch the cunning ways they fight over my top 8. My top 8. Well, I'm sorry, dude. I can't plug your band. And even if I did, I don't think it'd help you understand that you suck.
It's true. You guys are just really, really bad. But hey,
from the bottom of my heart,
thanks for the ad.
Well, it's my space, and I'll do it my way. I'll write my name in 6-point font.
Fuck that shit, make it 20.
Well, it's my space, and I'll do it my way. I'll flash my cleavage all you want.
One of these cans, fellas, respect me.
Well, it's my space, and I'll do it my way. I'll post some pictures of my ass.
Hurt ass.
And it's my space, and I'll do it my way. Then go and teach my 4th grade class.
Hope I don't lose my job over this. So rise up, my fellow MySpacer. Stand tall and proud. Take pictures of yourself flipping off the camera you set up to take your own picture. Look tough and say you like to get in fights.
I will mess you up.
Ladies, make sure you take plenty of cleavage shots. You don't want a man to accidentally respect you, do you?
Pieces on me.
There's no room for that on MySpace. Or all you rock and roll kids with your jet black hair and your tight jeans wearing t-shirts. You don't understand that shit. You're 16. You don't know what G.I. Joe the cartoon was.
What?
So take off the shirt and get real. Hey, fat girls, start taking body shots. Not just the shoulders up. Be proud of yourself.
Chugga.
And nerd boy, turn on the light. Show that acne. Flaunt that acne.
Well, it's my space, and I'll do it my way. Check out my car, man, it's so sick.
Honda Civic, baby,
tricked
out.
Well, it's my space, and I'll do it my way. It compensates for my small dick.
I don't believe it.
Well, it's my space, and I'll do it my way. I take my photos in the mirror.
I'm in the bathroom, check this shit
well,
out.
Well, it's my space, and I'll do it my way. The other kids, they call me queer. Well, it's my space, and I'll do it my way.
It's to show the ladies
my
ass.
My space, and I'll do it my way.
my way.
Check out my ass.
MySpace, and I'll do it my way.
And on that note, don't forget to visit the Revolutionaries MySpace page at myspace.com/theonemanrevolution. Don't forget it's the One Man Revolution. Otherwise, you get to some Russian guy's page who I think is trying to sell suppositories. Hey, I should have probably warned everybody, but that music probably wasn't work safe, you know. But it is fun to turn it all the way up anyway, isn't it? All right, well, let's just switch over to legal news. I'm glad that kind of snapped me out of my anger for a moment. You know, it doesn't do any good for you to get angry. A revolution's not about anger. A revolution is about changing minds. A revolution is about changing ways of thinking. You know, I'm here to incite you. I'm not here to make you riot. That's up to you. The Supreme Court today ruled, of course, in a unanimous decision, thanks to Chief Justice John Roberts, basically that the police can enter your home if they feel that there is a reasonable basis to go in there because they believe that injury is imminent or had occurred. So if you're beating on your old lady, if you're slapping your kids around, and the police hear it going on or suspect that it is, and you're actively doing that, the police can now enter your home. The ruling was a victory for Utah authorities who argued that that the officers who entered a house to break up a fight were justified in their decision to protect others from harm. In that case, four officers arrived in a house in Bingham City, Utah, at 3 a.m. on or around July 23rd, 2000. And here it is, 2006, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, justice is swift. And they could clearly see through a screen door and two windows that several adults at a party were restraining a juvenile. The juvenile then broke free and struck one of the adults in the face with his fist. Two officers opened the screen door and yelled, "Police!" But no one heard it because of the noise. Then they entered the kitchen and yelled loudly several times before the occupants finally realized that the police were present and the altercation stopped. The adults were arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, intoxication, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. The justices overturned the Utah Supreme Court ruling that the entry to the home was unconstitutional and that the police should have knocked on the door. And Roberts said it was plainly reasonable under the circumstances and that the role of a peace officer includes preventing violence and restoring order. He also stated that it's not simply rendering first aid to the casualties. An officer is not like a boxing or hockey referee poised to stop the bout only if it becomes one-sided, he said. Roberts said that the officers had a reasonable basis to believe that the injured adult might need help and that the violence in the house was just beginning. And it would serve no purpose to require them to stand dumbly at the door awaiting a response while those brawled inside. Well, this is opening up the door to allowing the police to come in regardless of what they felt was going on. You know, even though this is the Supreme Court, and now it says that nothing in the Constitution requires that the officers wait until something worse happens before entering. All right, so this obviously is related to the amendment on illegal search and seizure. And now I guess there's an addendum to that that says even if you are in your own home beating on your own friends, that the police can come in and arrest you for doing it. Oh, well, guys, hey, Joe Mama, Big Daddy, and everybody, next time we're together, let's make sure we post a guy by the door so he can keep the police out. All right, so in other legal news, according to Gonzalez, publishing secret data is prosecutable, and he's referring, as I said in the beginning, to a 1917 act called the Espionage Act, which makes it a crime for unauthorized persons to receive national defense information and transmit it to others. Basically, they ask whether he was open to the possibility that the New York Times should be prosecuted for its disclosures in December regarding the National Security Agency's surveillance program. Said he was trying to, Gonzalez said he was trying to determine the appropriate course of action in that particular case. Now, to me, if you're gonna attach this law to somebody and bind and gag we members of the legitimate press, then you better make it very, very clear what you people consider secret. See, information that is given to by a government official that says that that information is not secret or releases that information, King George, to other individuals in the Plume case, you know, they should prosecute the individuals that are releasing the information and transmitting it to others. Not the New York Times, not the USA Today, not the World News or BBC, because they receive the knowledge and information from one of your government officials, King George. One of your flunkies, one of your cronies, and some of it with your expressed authorization, even though it was secret and or top secret. So this law could be used to impeach you, King George, Gunnar Chaney, Karl Rove, all you other bastards up there that think you're better than we are, think you're better than the Constitution, and think you're better than the laws of this land. You are not immune, and we will get you for what you've done. Okay, and if we don't, hey, I'm not going to judge. Someone else will. So Gonzalez said that the administration promoted and respected the right of the press that is protected under the First Amendment. But it can't be the case that the right trumps over the that right trumps over the right of America, of a right that Americans would like to see, the ability for the federal government to go after criminal activity. And that those two principles have to be accommodated. So basically, if we want to go after your criminal activity, King George, can we do it? Hey, if we want to go after the criminal activity that you all have been involved in for the past, I don't know, 6 years, then we should be allowed to do that too, shouldn't we? Well, when when we come around for you, hopefully these laws will still be on the books. And we're coming for you, don't worry. There's a midterm election coming up, and California is actually thinking about impeaching you, as is the right of the state. So remember that, King George, and remember the words of the revolutionary. History will tell us what we think of you. Today is just a stumbling block, but the future will let us be free. So hear me now and listen to me later, King George. Your laws will come back to bite you in the ass. So let's play one more PodSafe tune coming up after this piece of news, which is a follow-up to an article I did back in, I think it was back in with the loose change argument back in February or March. Washington, a burglar who stole a laptop from the house of a government employee, snared the personal electronic data of up to 26.5 million veterans, including their Social Security numbers and their birth dates, officials said. Social Security numbers, which identify individuals' government pension accounts, were used as personal identifiers in private sector business transactions and can easily be used in identity fraud and other financial crimes, especially when combined with, well, the birth dates and addresses that were there. The laptop was stolen from a Department of Veterans Affairs employee who carried the data around without authorization. Now, as a systems administrator for about 20 years and as a computer person for about 30 years, I think your average user really doesn't know what they're doing or what they're carrying around. He just said, oh, I'll just take a copy of this home with me. It's not going to cause any problems. And zoink! There goes the laptop. So the department said that no financial or medical records were divulged, which is good because that's against the that's really against the law. We actually have a special set of laws just for medical and financial records. And that there was no indication that the thieves have used any of the information or even know that they had it until this report. Yet the breach, which involved data from the personnel on all the U.S. military services who were discharged since about 1975 onward, still represented one of the largest data thefts of the computer age, according to one of my favorite sources, the New York Times. All right, so what does this tell us? Well, folks, if the data is something that you don't want someone to have, and I'm talking to the systems administrators out there, you got to come up with some way that, you know, people won't be carrying this around, especially government officials, especially people who are in jobs where, you know, they have sensitive information like that. This information should never be allowed to be downloaded directly off of one of our servers where they're hardened and they're behind firewalls and they're protected. But unfortunately, some people think that they're above, you know, utilizing a legitimate copy or a legitimate login to there, or maybe they can't even figure out how to VPN in or secure FTP in or secure website access or any of those things because they are, you know, a senior government official. And we know a lot of those folks have a very difficult time. To me, I think the biggest breach is the fact that this was let out at all. Again, now those people, those criminals, hopefully they've wiped the hard drive already to try and sell that laptop. But if you haven't, folks, hey, send that database to me and I'll make sure it gets back to the right people's hands. No questions asked. I'll erase your email. I'll just forward it on to our friends at the DOJ and whatever so that they can get it back to the veterans. No reason to pick on people who've served our country and served it well. Those guys have done nothing to you. Just let it alone. All right, so be on your best behavior, you know, you criminals out there, and just send that data in, and I'll make sure it gets to the proper authorities' hands, sight unseen, and absolutely none, nothing to, you know, to you. So don't worry, the revolutionary is on your side and on the side of the veterans.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition a government for a redress of grievances.
And so that is the mantra of the revolution, and here we are at the One Man Revolution podcast, and our last song from the Podcast Music Network is called Best Behavior by the Cartwheel Club. And it pops in right here at 3 minutes and 40 seconds. And I'll see you on the other side. right, so everybody, that's my show for today. That would be what I call destructive distractions. All right, so if you want to get in touch with the Revolutionary, just go to onemanrevolution.org. There's a lot of ways to contact me. You can go onto MySpace at MySpace/TheOneManRevolution. You can go to the onemanrevolution.org and fill out a contact us form and send us one through there. If you have any suggestions for the Revolutionary himself, I mean, for me, I know I'm talking about myself in the third person, and I think that's a level of insanity that only few reach. But if you want to reach me, go ahead and write me directly at onemanrevolution@gmail.com. I love getting your cards and letters. I got one yesterday. Actually, it was I got one this morning, and I'm going to pull it up real quick. And it was from someone that I had played one of their tracks for, and they came in and they said that, yes, that's not only were they did they really enjoy listening to the podcast, and I felt that was one of those great things. They said they not only it was not only did I enjoy listening to the podcast. Come on, Bubba, here we go. Computer, some days you are way too slow. And I am on probably one of the faster computers. Thanks for adding fast cars and cheap cigars to your podcast. Obviously, apropos to your subject, you immediately caught my attention with your mention of Jonathan Drew. 80% of my cigar menu over the past 5 months has been acid, Cuba Cubas, and earthiness. And I'd like to tell you, hey Mike from Country Blue, let me tell you this one right here. Try Mother Earth. Mother Earth is pretty good, and that's also from the same line. As earthiness is. And he said, smoke on and enjoy the finer things in life. And I agree, my friend. That's what it's all about. You know, I spout off a lot from the left about politics and about other things. And over the weekends, I do enjoy doing my podcasts about things that are not necessarily political. Until the next time we're together, which, because I'm doing a podcast today for the entire month of May, will be tomorrow. I got an event tomorrow night going to see X-Men. On Wednesday night, I'm going down to Global Grape. Anybody who's in the Orlando area, come on down to Global Grape on Garland Avenue and Pine. And we're having wine tasting down there. Drink a little wine, have a little smile, maybe smoke a little cigar. You never know. Come on down and see who is who's who in the city of Orlando coming down to Global Grape. And no, they're not sponsoring the show yet. All right, so you've been listening to The One Man on One Man Revolution. Remember, I love you. And that it only takes one man to stand up and start a revolution. So, see ya!